Ksuvis Perakud Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mishalach Lemedinas Hayam. Person goes overseas va'amad echad ufirnes asishto. And one guy gets up, he's trying to be a nice guy, and he takes care of this person's wife, and he's mefarnes her. Chanan Oimer, Ibeid Esma Osav. Chanan says he cannot demand from the woman or from her husband, he can't demand that they pay him back, because it's like a matana. Unless this person, this nice guy, actually stipulated when he gave her the money that it was a loan, and he's doing this on condition that he gets paid back, then they would have to pay him back. But the guy just gave it to her, and he has nobody to collect it from. It's like a matana. Aye, the din is that if a person goes to somebody's field without even asking him, and he makes the field better, and he vests into the field, he has to pay. He can get paid for the investment that he put in. This is different, Taisis Yontif explains, because this is not increasing the value of something and making it better. This is taking away like a loss. Because had he not laid out this money, she would have went somewhere else. She would have actually borrowed money from somebody else. And then the husband would have had to pay this person back. So this nice guy prevented the husband from this loss. So that's not the same. And going into your friend's field to prevent him a loss, your friend doesn't have to pay you for the investment that you put in to prevent him a loss. Nechliku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim va'amru, and they said, Yishava kama hotzi v'yito. No, this guy's entitled to get his money back. So what he needs to do is he makes a shvua, how much he gave out on her behalf to sustain her while her husband is away, and then he could take his money. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkanis, kidivrem, Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkanis said, like the b'nei kohanim gedolim, that the guy that laid out money can make a shvua and take the money back. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, yofa amar chanan, chanan said right, hiniach ma'osav al karen hatzvi. Because this guy that gave her money, it's like he's putting money on the horns of a deer. It's a phrase that's used a lot in Shas, because a deer is very fast. It also takes off quickly, and a person leaves his money there, he's not going to see it again. So this guy also, unless he actually stipulates it's a loan, when he starts sustaining this woman, he's not going to see this money anymore.